thing with most of them. I'm trying. Making efforts. I did not write the questions. So what about snow? That is the question. Is snow Nolad or not?
Can you make a snowman or a snowball?
Snow that fell on Shabbos.
Snow that fell on Shabbos. Snow
that
or not?
Yes.
You see it.
Does it matter if it fell on Shabbos or not? It was just on the ground.
If it fell before Shabbos, presumably it's not Nolad because it was already there. It's prepared.
It cuts from the books.
But the minute, maybe. But
it's still Nolad if you make it into a ball on Shabbos or just flat on the ground.
A ball on Shabbos is a different possible problem.
Why?
We'll talk. First of all, we'll talk in a second. Because the question came up, I wanted to discuss
it. On Shabbos.
The question is, if snow is Nolad, if it comes on Shabbat. If it's not the creator on Shabbat or informed on Shabbat, or if it's just like rain or it's just there. If a snow has a shape that it holds.
Get it?
And rain doesn't.
Understand.
Okay, so, fine. So we have like this. Rav Moshe, when he was asked about making a snowball, the first thing he said was, Rav Moshe Feinstein, he said, listen, snow is a chashash nerdim. He didn't say it's 100% nerdim, he said it could be nerdim. It's snowing on Shabbos, it could be nerdim. When they asked Shlomo Zalman, though, he argued. He said, snow is not nerdim. No problem with nerdim. Snow, like rain. Before, what's the problem? So far I found two opinions about is it nerdim or not. In terms of making a snowball, it's very interesting. Rav Moshe seems to say, if it was Nolad, it wouldn't be a problem, I think. I think that's what he said, if I'm not mistaken, as he comes out. And Shlomo Zalman says, no, but maybe there's a problem with making it because I think he said when you join things together. They walk around, it's a problem. Shlomo Zalman is a little easy, like, but yeah, but you really shouldn't. At least he doesn't want to. It was interesting. There's another scene talks about it also in the Chim, but I didn't look it up. I don't remember where it is. I'll probably
go
part of it.
I'm going to go up above you and answer that.
I have no idea. I don't know.
How could you know that snow wouldn't be a problem if it wasn't Nolad? Because it'd still be Muxamachma's glue for it, you know?
That's the question. It's just something you can use to drink. What's the problem? What is it? It's not nothing. It's just something theoretically food. Now, if it fell on Shabbos, it's not prepared. Like an egg. The egg is also food, but it's not prepared.
They would do that? They would drink the snow?
Yeah, you take a cup. You take a cup, put it in the snow, put in your house, and there's milk. You can drink it.
I almost brought to Mr. Barua. I didn't quite bring Mr. Barua, but if I had Mr. Barua, I would show you.
This is not in a site fest, is it?
I don't think that it's Dafka Shitchas, but we spoke a little bit about Nolad. We're talking about Nolad now, and the question came up, so I figured I would, you know. So to say, the statement is for sure Nolad, it's not a mistake to say that, but there are definitely other big opinions that it's not for sure, or it's not.
You should be playing with it.
Yeah.
Are you going to go sliding on the snow? Are you going to go sliding
down? Is there an area?
Yeah.
If there's an area,
it's fine. Go down the hill. You go down the mountain.
Possibly.
Probably.
I would have to be an area to go sledding. You're just sitting on something.
No. Because, I'll tell you, first of all, you want to carry it back up the hill. So that's for sure. Anyway,
with that area,
that's for sure. That's at least enough. What?
It
could break. There's a whole equation like a bike. Why is it in a bicycle? Maybe it's different.
Why is it going to ride if it's there?
It's a problem. Some say it's
a
problem.
Tricycle
you could, not a bicycle.
Why?
Because you could go out of the tomb and forget, it's one mahalach, or if it breaks, you carry, you're very upset, whatever, you'll fix it.
And tricycle, or you might carry.
It's very hard, you have to really work hard. Too hard.
Right. What about an electric bike?
There's another question.
Huh?
In snow. Yeah. Anything with snow. It's a kind of danger.
Sometimes, maybe you can shovel it quickly.
Put a car in the shore. What about a unicycle?
There you go.
It's a subcarnal, like you just said.
Yeah?
I'm just kidding. Presumably, it's the same thing as a bike. But I don't know.
Yeah, hang on. You're not
actually asking about the unicycle.
What?
You're not actually texting.
I really
told our boy not to ride using the leg on shoulder because it's Masri Chol.
I know you couldn't.
Also, success. That's what the bike is.
That's what Rabbi Gadya.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
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 What? There's flood what?
There's no roof.
If there's no air, there's a problem. Only with an air.
No. Oh, when you Only the roof before Shabbat, then it's known because it's quite a roof.
Well, we're talking about the chutzot where the eruv is. They know about snow. Not like here, never snow. Never snow.
How was it this year?
I've never heard of a snow breaking an eruv in New York. I just never heard of it. They know. They're just.
That's it. What's up?
Yeah, in Israel?
Yeah.
In Israel is different. They don't think about it.
In Israel, they heard the break.
It was
from last year.
This was on Shabbat.
It was from last year.
Huh?
About how long was it on
Shabbat?
3 days.
No,
many rabbis that come to the future. You know, Shabbat, Shabbos. I think. I don't remember that game. Might not have been in the next Shabbos.
I don't know.
They checked before Shabbat. Then the night was snow.
Yep.
So let's say there's a big tree by the kut that they use for the eruv.
Uh-huh.
Tree falls down from the snow, breaks it.
Yeah,
it was rough.
Let's go back to
in California.
I was actually on the eruv in Emmanuel, and we had trouble with the Arabs destroying the eruv. Okay.
Cat,
so don't make a snowball out of the cat.
We haven't got the pet food yet, but we hope to get there. So that's a show. Okay. We got a little bit, but not enough. Okay. Okay. Are you allowed to carry a door that broke off on Shabbos or during the week, and how?
Again?
Are you allowed to carry a door that broke off on Shabbos during the week, and how?
The door of a house. What no, it looked like from most of the sources. You're talking about the door of a house, right?
A door of no, a house is Shin Gimel. We're not there yet.
Ah, that's
a door. Problem. We'll see if we get there. It's a different. People always read it from Muksa, but. A door open?
No, they talk. The sources talk about it. They compare it, like, because the Rambam, I guess, compares it to door of a house.
I don't know if it's a house or is it a chicken coop.
They say specifically, they say Dalal of Bison, they also say chicken coop. But the chicken coop is on the next side. I'm reading this also. I don't know. Also, that's
it. Yeah. You learned that. See, it's class is short.
But the Rambam does bring, he does compare in this side, he does bring in a door of a house. For sure, he says no. But for this, the door of a pot or something.
Yeah, we're talking about something far, starting part, more questions. Because the door of a closet, the door of something similar. Is it okay?
Is the closet door meant to come off? Does it matter?
Depends what door.
Closet says no. It's not meant to come off, but you can put it back on. It's got hinges.
Aren't you afraid that you might come to fixing them? Because if it has.
Again, if it's something which you bang in, so you have a problem with seeing, you have a bench that's missing a leg, if you could fix the leg, you can't, you're not allowed to put it on, you have problems. But if it's not something you ever bang in, you just put it back on, what's the problem? It's part of the mess. You put it, it does come off, it can come off. But binyan is like in something that's big. It's got to be at least 40, I think, the size, that bonus. Like pashtus in terms of taking something off and putting something in. I told him that'd be different. But so here it's like pashtus. That's what it seems to say. It says it's okay. It's a vessel.
Yeah.
1 second. Okay, 1 second, 1 second. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, we're talking about carrying the door right now. In terms of putting it back, it's a big question. Maybe it's also a problem. We can leave it. Let's leave it alone, putting it back. Putting it back, maybe it is a bigger problem. But let's leave it alone. What he talks about here is, can I carry the door or not? That's our question.
Isn't that an issue, whether you can put it back? Because it could be, you're careful that you don't want to put it back.
We're talking
you
about,
to carry it.
We're talking about, what I don't want to put it back. Or I can't put it back on Shabbat, because it's a bonus.
According to what it is, it looks like you should be allowed to do it.
Why?
Because it's like a detachable part of the kli, and so it's like a.
It remains a kli.
Even
though I can't do anything with it, it's worthless to me. I can't do anything.
But it's part of that kli.
It doesn't matter. It stays a kli because that kli. Now I'll ask another question, and that's an advantage of not having prepared. The questions like I don't have to do the mishabur first, and then maybe I should do this every time. It's like I have to like work on it. I don't want to work on it. Here it's like we're already here. I'm ready, more or less, whatever I'm doing. So. How about a button that falls off a garment? A button that falls off the garment, can you pick it up? Is it muksa? What's the deal?
You can't reattach the button on Shabbos.
That's for sure. I'm asking you, can I pick it up or not? It's near the airport to my house. Am I allowed to pick it up or not? I think it's a very normal question, actually. You have your Bekisha with me, you know, there have been times when it doesn't quite fit, and other times, you know, it hits the door, and other times you cover it, almost hit the door, you closed it stupidly, or sat down with it closed, or you banged it to a door that, like, breaks open, whatever happens.
I would say no, because it's not meant to come on and off the cleat, so it's like it broke. It's not like it was just removed as a chelik of the feet.
I see what you're saying, but Pashas Mishtabura, I don't know if everyone would agree, but Pashas Mishtabura, there are those who say that it's the same. Because again, here we're talking about the door of a vessel, also it's not meant to come off. It's got hinges, let's say, or whatever. But it's not meant to come off.
There's like more of like pots with lint. That's what I read.
No. We're talking about a delet. It's a door of a shaded table migdal, right? It's a door of some sort of a closet or something. So it falls off. You can't. Let's say we're talking about you can't put it back on Shabbos. And again, I'm not clear about that. I think that maybe it could be it only has to do more with the fact of does it stay or not. Maybe it is bin, maybe it is bone. Not so pasha. I don't think it's worked out here. I mean, this is the problem.
Whenever there's bona, you have sakana, destruction or destruction.
Yeah.
Whenever there's not, you don't have that.
Yes. No, for sure.
So if it's not bona to put it on, then it can't be.
So
to
take it off. I don't want to get involved in the particulars. Maybe I'll look by tomorrow, or maybe I'll look it up actually. But now we'll see. But for right now, the pushes. I should have brought Mr. Woods. Thank you so much. I didn't care to find what I need here. It's all. Actually, yeah, right. So I have like this. So I have.
Oh, we have a shiver right here.
Oh, good. Give them, please.
Yeah.
Amazing. Perfect. That's just what I need. So it turns. Thank you so much. Wow, amazing. So in terms of a button, some people say it's exactly the same thing. Just like the door, a door. So we said a door falls off a closet. You can move the door because the closet is considered a vessel. Let's say we're talking about such a closet. It's a vessel. And the door is like still part of the vessel. It doesn't matter, I can't do anything to the door, it's worthless. It doesn't make a difference. I have another identical piece of wood, I never used it, it's worthless. You can't use that. The closet door, you can. Some say the button is the same thing. It doesn't matter if it's no use. It falls off, it's part of a vessel. Some look at it as part of the thing. It's the same thing. It's an interesting way of learning, that's for sure. I guess I'll look up there.
Well, the question is, can you sew it back on after Shabbos?
What?
You can sew it back on after Shabbos.
For sure. Not on Shabbos.
No, not on Shabbos.
Right, exactly. Because I can sew it back on after Shabbos, it's meant to be sewn back on. It's still part of my vessel, part of my jacket.
That's the point.
Others say it's muxa because you can't do anything with it, but it might not be relevant.
The other thing is, if it's valuable, because most buttons are unique, especially to a jacket, they're hard to replace.
I
don't think so. It's
a
not
button that was on a baguette already
and
falls off. If it's not something really expensive, it's not mukzer.
No, but
it's hard. It's never been on a baguette, it's mukzer.
If it's really hard to replace.
You can't. I think if I remember right,
valuable
you
because
can't
it's very hard to replace.
We're talking about if the door is mukzer or not.
But the rest is
less.
You're not destroyed
when the door. Yeah, exactly. Therefore, the door stays the same. Maybe you can't put it back. Here. Okay. The Gemara says there's no such thing as binyan or steer in a vessel, and it's only if it's not actual binyan. But if it's complete. I'm sorry?
Maybe you have two onions on the door, you put them on your own bed.
Yeah?
And the door fell up. You put it back, there's two onions, one in down and up. Put
only one hinge.
Yeah.
Could be that would be okay. If it can't stay that way, it could be it's okay.
I guess the Ron is kind of hinting towards the button being able to be. No? He's saying that even though
when Bnei Shemashot came in with the door, you can open and close it. You can also lock it, even though now it's got none of those hands open with that. Still, you're allowed to move it. So it's also with the button.
I agree.
No?
It's possible. I can say something. Look about this. As far as I remember, it's a problem to put it there. Yeah, to put it there is a problem.
I mean, that halakha kind of changed over time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that door, we were dealing with a dirt floor. We could make a floor with the door, which is considered a
It's possible. I mean, a door, generally speaking, a door of a house is a serious problem. Like, you have big problems. I mean, I saw someone who's like, good, I'm going to take off the storm windows, and like, do not take off the storm windows. That is theory on Shabbos, you're definitely allowed to do it. So, like, it's not so simple to. If I don't care about the furrow, and it's the same old, I open and close it, that's the way it is, it's probably fine. But nevertheless, if the door fell, if I put the door back on, I fix the closet. That's as far as I remember.
So then, if you're going to do anything, I think you have to just lift it up and put it out of the way.
Yeah, but you can. It's not considered not a vessel of the door, because the door is something. It has something. It's nullified to the vessel, which is the closet.
Okay. But so if you
cannot or can't move it?
You can move the door.
Yeah. Are you allowed to use that door as something else, like for part of the table, or is that?
Presumably you can. Maybe it's better if you have something you can use
for. Or if a table broke and you use the table leg as something else, is it nolad?
Most likely not, but we'll see. That comes in, I think. If a vessel is usable for an old, for the same old, so let's say a vessel broke. A vessel broke, right? Something broke. So I can use it for the old use.
The old use,
so
yeah.
It's for sure good.
I use
it for new use. We saw some machlokes in those. So I'm saying no. It's not. Pashas, we don't hold this nolad, if I remember right.
You don't hold it?
That, I think, if I remember right, we come out there that it's okay. It's in Bo. Shumulah. That's what the Machaber says. Word for Shumulah. That's where you come out. That's where the machaber. When you show the machaber, it's like, yeah, no problem. Any melacha you want, not a problem. Fine. He says it's bony. The Mishmur Shnudal says to return something on its hinge is bony. That's what we bring for the Taz. And the Mishmur says it also to return Shnudal. So to return something back, even if the hinge fell off, to put it back, it's fine. Put on one hinge, like you said, if it can't stay there, the Achronim say it's okay. Like, for example, if your door handle falls off, right? I have a door handle. It's in the door, right? I turn it, it opens. It fell off. I can open the door. But if I put it back in, if it's going to stay, it's bony, it might stay. So I put it back in a weird way, opposite, a way I wouldn't leave. So that's not bony. It didn't stay. It doesn't remain. It's not, you didn't make it bony. For a few hours, you're using, it's like using a stick. because I can stay there. That's not hard to say. So it's possible with one hinge. If it's not possible, leave it that way. It's really like it's unhinged, right? Mm-hmm. So you can probably the higher you can do it, far can remember. Fine, very good. I'm glad that was worked out. So I said a button, it comes out. Some definitely can hit a button. That's for sure. Probably it's a permitted vessel, and you can use a permitted vessel. I don't know if I recommend you wear golden buttons. You can. I don't know if I recommend it, but if you did, it's like people don't. There is actually the Gemara talks about the Bnei Malach and these like really wealthy kids who have these like gold bells on their garments, but our job is whole discussion. It's a whole discussion with her. Yeah. Shlomo Zalman Orbach makes clear that there are those who prohibit a button that fell off. Some say a button fell off your garment, you cannot pick it up. It is not like the prosecutor.
How does he hold?
He says better to be machmir. Why not? Why wouldn't it be? Seems very straightforward. Like, is it clear? It's exactly the same case. Right? Sounds like it to us. So he says something. He says there is a very big difference between a closet door that fell off and a button that fell off. When your closet door fell off, what are you going to put on after Shabbos? Everybody knows you're going to put on the same closet door. You're not going to fashion a new one. You're not going to buy a new one. You don't have like available a million closet doors to return. He says the moment a button, you might replace it, even if you don't have this particular one. But if it gets lost, if this is very easy to replace it, you might not put it, especially if it's uniform, because you have the same button. But even if not, if you can replace it, you might not end up putting this button on. So it becomes like very not clear to say it's certain.
Because it's no longer.
Why is it publicly? Yeah, he says it's not publicly. Brother just telling you it's integral. You can't no door. Like you throw the thing out. You hear that? Get another button. I'll go to the button store. It's not something important.
You can definitely put it in the chain.
That's the question. Can you or not?
There is no eruv, so you transport.
No eruv is for sure a problem, but even with an eruv, that's the question.
You can't do that. Maybe you eat the eruv, then you walk over the eruv.
You can put it away somewhere or leave it somewhere. You want to pick it up. You don't want it staying on the floor.
What if you have like a set jacket with a set button face?
See, that's the question.
And you have two of them, and so both of them you eventually use for the same jacket. But it's not sure if you can use that one or a different one. You can still eventually use it on that jacket.
Pasha's because it's the same thing. It's not the same as a closet door. If your nephew shows up, if somebody shows up and said, I need to have something shiny for my baby, please help me.
And you'll give it to him.
You'll give it to him. Now, if someone came and said, I need to have some plank for my child to walk and to play with, you would never give the closet door. Then why not? Because you can't get another one. He said, this is just not, it's not important enough to you. It's not considered nullified to the garment because it's worthless. More or less. It's like it's a few shekels. You go, you get something similar. You'll get new buttons, the whole thing. You'll take it. Oh, lady, I'm sorry. You kids crying here. Take the button. Like, you wouldn't. She says, that's not called buckle. She says, he brings both sides. And he says, well, it's better to be machmir. Yeah, but if you do, then you can't. He's not going to say it's prohibited. He says, it's preferable not to. The Mincha Shabbos is not sure. He says, what about a new button? Is a new button the same? The Mincha Shabbos is the one who permits a button.
It's never been attached to it.
Yeah, exactly. Eventually, it probably will be attached to this part, or to this garment. So he wants to say, I don't know.
So your bonnet is to be attached to this garment.
Oh, could be, yeah, whatever.
And his bonnet have actually
like from my bekicha, yeah, with extra bekicha. It's attached to something. That's the whole idea of it. Or maybe because it's new, it doesn't count. So he's not clear. I'll just say it's obvious. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello? Okay.